Talk about your day. I mean, you moved up the leaderboard pretty well, and you know, you're inhaling distance of Kirk right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the kind of course where you just have to deal with what's right in front of you, and it's kind of easy to just stay in the moment, because every hole is tricky. Every hole has something that demands something, and so it kind of makes you stay in the moment. And that's obviously the way to play good golf. You start thinking ahead of yourself and thinking about what's coming up, you know, the next two or three or four or five holes, you're in trouble. So you do it out here, you're really gonna suffer. So this course doesn't really allow you to think ahead too much.
How do you take the two birdies in the first three holes and say, okay, it's still, you're still going to look at it the way you just described it?
Well, I look at it as you have a game plan, and you know, part of the game plan is keep it below the hole, and if it means keeping it, you know, 50 feet below the hole, you know, it's better than being, you know, 20 feet above it, you know, in the rough or something. So to me, that's the whole issue, is when you get those green lights where you have a really good situation where you can get really aggressive, then you do. But otherwise, you just you know, be happy with a par. And you know, and I had a couple lies in the fairway and divots, you know, where I had really good situations today and really couldn't be aggressive because I had a terrible lie and just, you know, 105 yards, and just, you know, keep it below the hole, make a par. And you know, typically those situations you're really taking dead aim, and you know, I feel like I left a couple out there because of that. But by and large, you know, I think anybody who's playing this tournament would tell you that if you shoot 68 every day, you're going to be pretty happy when the week's over.
Get a little trickier with the winds picking up.
You know, it was not a gusty wind. You know, as you guys all know, is that those gusty winds that change directions are the ones that are so difficult. This was pretty constant all day long from the southwest. It didn't really blow hard. It didn't really blow easy. It just kind of kept the steady little whatever it was, you know, going. And so it was easy to, you know, kind of easy to judge, I thought. I mean, if you simply kept, you know, your eye on where southwest was, you're probably going to, you know, be pretty close.
So how are you hitting it? How are you playing? Do you like to?
Yeah, I'm driving it really well. I'm driving it. I've driven it beautifully the first 2 days, and you know, obviously, if you put it in the fairway, you're going to have a lot more opportunities when the day is over. So,
is that sort of the story of your U.S. Open, U.S. Senior Open careers? You've always been a good, you know, driver of the ball to keep it in play and give yourself chances. I looked at your Senior Open record; you've never finished out of the top 25.
So is that right? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that. They're all kind of the same. There's no secrets about them. You have to do everything well. You know, and so typically when you do everything well, you have a chance to win. If you do most of it well, you finish fairly high. And if you do one thing really well and another thing really bad, you finish 25th, you know, or whatever it might be. So, but that really is the issue, is you got to put it in the fairway. Then you have to just hole some putts. And you know, there's no secret to golf. You know, you have to make putts.
What element of this championship or the regular Open is just grit? I mean, where you know you're going to get the odd short side or the bad break being a divot. I mean, you're going to fight through. What element?
I think a lot of it is. You know, I think a lot of it is, and you know, it's a big tournament, and a lot of guys want to win, and you know, so handling your emotions and that's why I say the course kind of is a kind of course which forces you to stay in the moment. You know, it's every shot to me is so tricky out there that it's and that's how you play good golf, is just one shot at a time. And you know, so if you continue to do that, then you add them up at the end. Usually you're somewhat happy.
Is this the tournament you want to win the most right now in your career?
Well, I think everyone is a good win. But if you had to rank wins that would be bigger than others, this would be one of them. Yeah.
I'm just thinking your whole entire U.S. Open, U.S. Senior Open record, like I said, you've been a good U.S. Open player.
Yeah, my game suits. You know, I'm typically a very good lag putter, and I typically drive the ball well. You know, so I don't have a fear of 50-footers. I don't have a fear of putting a driver in my hands, or you know, I don't really have a whole lot of fear with, you know, hitting a shot. I don't really have a lot of fear of putting either, but I am not as confident typically with putting. But I have been working with my putting, and I am putting better, and I do feel like I've made a couple, some strides putting, and so I feel better about that.
Numbers are good.
Yeah. 16th. Right. You know, I've made a couple little changes, and which has allowed me to be, you know, keep my head more still, which has really allowed me to kind of approach putting like I approach my ball striking, which is just the process of it, you know, not be too worked up about a miss.
Right. Something about you were trying not to think about the result, but just the stroke.
Yeah, just the stroke, and you know, and, I mean, how to do that is difficult. But I, you know, you sometimes you can kind of come on something which is so, you know, kind of easy and simple that you say, well, I can do that, you know, and which then that allows me to kind of take the emotion out of putting. Just do that, you know, and so that's what I've been working on. And you know, I wouldn't say I'm going to make every putt I look at, but I hit a lot of really good putts. You know, a lot more online putts than I used to.
So you don't worry about it. If it doesn't go in, you know, you hit a good putt.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's just, you know, did I hit it the way I wanted to? Yep. You know, and so I trust my caddy a lot to tell me, you know, where it's going, because I, you know, in the effort of trying to stay still, I'm not watching the ball roll very much, especially inside of 10 feet. You know, I'm trying to just keep the old Nick Faldo thing. You know, so anyway.
Do you warm with your son on the bag?
I'm sorry?
Have you won anything with your son on the back?
No, I have not. I've had some good finishes with my kids, but never won. It'd be kind of cool. Yeah, it would be very cool. Well, he'd like that. He'd think that the bank account would be very happy.
All right, thanks.
Good to see you guys.
Good luck.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.